Viruses. Viruses are obligate intracellular parasites that require living host cells to grow and reproduce and are dependent on the cell's synthetic and metabolic machinery. Infections caused by viruses may be acute or chronic, they may be recurrent, and they may elicit lifelong immunity. Viruses are not considered to be cells, so they are not classified as eukaryotes or prokaryotes as bacteria are. Intact viral particles, called virions, are made up of nucleic acid, either ribonucleic acid, RNA, or deoxyribonucleic acid, DNA, a protein coat, capsid, and possibly an envelope composed of viral proteins and host cell lipids. Virions are taken in by living host cells, where they modify the cell metabolism to produce a new nucleic acid and protein coat. The virus particles are assembled and released by the cell to invade other host cells. The release process may cause host cell damage that leads to pathology and signs and symptoms of infection. Some viruses lie dormant in the host cell for months or years. After this latent period, the virus forms new virus particles and damages the host cell. Size and reproduction. Viruses are too small to be seen with a light microscope. Therefore, they are sometimes said to be ultramicroscopic, although they may be visualized with an electron microscope. They generally range in size from 20 to 400 nanometers, 0.02 to 0.4 micrometers, as seen in Exhibit 1-5. This means that only the largest viruses approach the same size as the smallest bacteria. Exhibit 1-5. Virus size comparison. Viruses reproduce through the spread of virions. Virions are inert and do not grow or multiply until they enter a living cell. Classification and taxonomy. The nomenclature of viral agents is more confusing and less standardized than that of bacteria, fungi, and parasites. Instead of genus and species names, viruses are often referred to by common names derived from the organ system involved, example hand, foot, and mouth disease, the disease produced, example hepatitis virus, or the location in which the disease was first seen, example Norwalk virus. The taxonomy of viruses is generally based on the following: whether the virus contains DNA or RNA, whether the virus is single or double-stranded, size and shape of the virus, structure of the protein coat, presence or absence of an envelope, mode of replication. Key point: whether a virus has an envelope is important for cleaning, among other things. For example, alcohol, used in hand rubs and some cleaning solutions, has little effect against non-enveloped viruses. However, at proper concentrations, alcohol will kill most enveloped viruses. Prions. One class of microbe commonly discussed along with viruses is prions, although they are distinct from viruses in a few key ways. Prions can be described as infectious particles of abnormally folded proteins that do not contain DNA or RNA. They are associated with spongiform encephalopathies, which are rare neurodegenerative disorders, such as Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease or CJD, that have incubation periods of months to years. These can be transmitted in several ways: contact with infected human tissues, use of contaminated devices and surgical equipment, or through ingestion of contaminated neurologic tissue of animals. Prion diseases progress rapidly and are fatal. Key point: although prion diseases are rare, the effects they cause are stark, and thus they are worthy of attention. Perhaps the most important thing to remember with regard to prions is that they are difficult to neutralize. Normal sterilization procedures are typically insufficient. Special care and alternative handling protocols are necessary when using instruments on patients suspected of a prion disease.